And welcome back to Dino Discovery! Finally, I am back on Discovery Island after being stranded in Asia in the Cretaceous, where there were some insane encounters with a crazy deadly Alioramus. But now here we are, back on Discovery Island! Yay! I am on my base, which I have built and stocked with Dinoconut fruits. And just a thing that I think I should tell you. Remember that Mosasaurus from the first episode of this season? Well, I named her Holly. Holly Mosasaurus. Get it? It's been a pretty nice time here on Discovery Island with my pals George and Ficus. Say hi. George, you didn't need to add in that part about how your leg is healed. I was just about to tell them. So, yeah. And Ficus? So, here we are. And there's my time machine. I cleaned most of the moss off it. I also cleaned off some of the moss on the microphone. Everything's good here. But why I am recording this is because I'm wondering what adventure I should have now. Whatever it is, I should definitely bring my fishing flares, which I have gathered and stuffed in my pockets. I have enormous pockets. Ah! My time machine! What's going on with... The electricity on it is supposed to be red, but right now it's yellow. That cannot be a good sign. I have to go in. Opening the door. Ah! Chopped me a little bit. Now closing it. Looks like the problem is coming from that room over there. Run. All right, I'm going to sleep. Whoa, it looks like a fight took place in here. A fight between something with a long puncturing beak, something with feathers, and something with quills. Oh no, this room connects to the engine. This is bad. There's a pipe to the engine right there. Let me just look into it. Oh no! One of the quills fell into it and has pierced the engine. This is not good at all. This is really not good, not good. I think I might have already said that. But, that alarm is so annoying. I gotta turn it off. Okay, that was intense. Where am I now? Opening the door, looking out. Whoa! We're inside some kind of crevice in a huge cliff overlooking the ocean. Okay, so I can't get out of my time machine. Great. Mo, what can we do here? What can we do? What was that? Let me just try to see if I can look. Oh, right above the time machine. Seems to be a nest of some kind of pterosaur. Looks to me like it's some kind of fuzzy one? That's the best I can describe it. It's got a really long tail. Wait a minute, I think it's a Ramphorhynchus. Oh, that is so cool. Ramphorhynchuses are awesome. You know, they have spades at the end of their tails, kind of like dragons' tails. And these pterosaurs are really good at fishing. A whole flock of Ramphorhynchuses! At least I think that's what it's called. The closest one just dived into the ocean. It caught a fish! In those jagged teeth on its beak. Wow, that was a pretty cool fishing technique. Look at how they fly. Of course, the wings keep them up in the air, but the head and beak are aerodynamic to slice through the air. And their tail, I guess the spades at the end are for steering. That's pretty cool. Ramphorhynchuses are some of my favorite pterosaurs. Well, favorite little pterosaurs. They're really tiny. Hang on. There is a Ramphorhynchus that, when it caught a fish, it accidentally lost it and dropped it in my time machine. It's in my time machine now! Hi, little Ramphorhynchus! My name is Henry, and I saw the way you can fish. So, I was wondering, could you maybe try to fish out the quill that's in my time machine engine? It has no idea what I'm talking about. Well, at least I can name it. Since they're good fisher creatures, I'll name him Rod, like a fishing rod. Hey, Rod, would you like this fishy flare? I'm just going to set it to explode in a few seconds. He's eating the blown up pieces of fish that came from the fishy flare. I think he likes it. Hey, Rod, I got another fishy flare here. It's mackerel. Come chase me for it. Ha ha! Run, run, run. All right, we're in the room. And now I can throw the fishy flare down into the pipe so that he can fish the quill out of the engine. This is going to be great. First, Rod, before you can have this fishy flare, see that thing down in that pipe? I want you to take it out of the thing it's stuck in. Understand? I think he kind of does, but he just wants the fishy flare. Okay, throw the fishy flare down the pipe. Go get it! You just took the quill out of the engine. Yay, Rod the Ramphorhynchus! Alrighty. Now some kind of gas that looks kind of like fire is coming out of the engine. That's bad. Rod just inhaled that gas. That cannot be good. What? Rod is breathing fire like a dragon. In addition to the wings and the spade tail, this is the closest thing we have to a dragon. Fun fact. The myth of dragons probably started from people discovering dinosaur bones, but making up the story because they didn't know that dinosaurs existed. But this is a problem. Oh no, the fire's coming straight up the pipe right at me!